Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
K-Fly's got a, what, Junkyard t-shirt on today?
I do. Junkyard Brewing, Moorhead, Minnesota.
How about that?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Lay out a killer IPA or two, I'll tell you that.
We have a lot of great guests on the program today, and a little bit of open phone time to start the hour here, and also first part of next hour. So if there's something on your mind, let us know, 800-228-0550. You could text me at 701-237-1590. How are you finding your joy today? What helps you just smile and get through the day? And because if I'm going to go through the headlines today, you're going to be depressed in 10 seconds.
Not opening emails, not watching TV.
Fishing joy down in my heart.
Yeah.
There you go, Todd. I love that.
Happy joy.
It's our bumper song today. Yeah. Because you really do have to be purposeful about this, right? I mean, you've got to really just, you know, what I find interesting about this one, this particular, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, morass that we're in here, this Biden funk, is that many times when you have sort of, financial headwinds nationally, we buck the trends.
Right.
You know, just have a way of sort of being oasis. It never gets as bad here. It never gets as good. You know, it just kind of, it's that steady eddy just kind of keeps going, right?
Yep.
And a testament to the resilience of people here in the Northern Plains, I think. But you can't avoid this. This is their mess on us. Now,
that's everywhere.
We're paying more for gas.
Yep.
Inflation is hitting us, and it's just one whack after another.
Yep.
And, obviously, let's hope things rebound nationally as they look to be doing come November and little buyer's remorse comes out there, and then we'll swing into a presidential race. But none of this is, you don't flip a switch and make this better tomorrow.
Oh, no.
This is a long, hard slog to get out of, and the more we stay in this, in this rut, it's, you know, so now I've just depressed you.
I didn't want to do that. Who knows if we can survive another 2.5 years of this mess.
So I don't want to depress you. I know everybody knows these numbers. My question is really just how you find your joy in all this. You know, what exactly you do. And obviously family's a big part of that. A nice little birthday celebration last night. And today is our anniversary, Maria and I.
Absolutely. Oh, so nice. Every day. So many gifts every day. We're so blessed.
Yeah. You got to celebrate those gifts for sure.
That said, we got some fixing to do.
Right.
You know I say question everything? I have two questions today.
Okay.
You guys will, you'll like this. I get up this morning and I'm up super early. The first thing I saw was that we signed this bill for Ukraine. $8 billion of this money is going to be used to refurbish equipment that we already have there. What questions does Kev ask? Well, okay, what equipment are we talking about? What kind of refurbishing are we going to do? Who are the companies that are going to refurbish $8 billion? And immediately I'm thinking, well, they'll probably give Hunter like $1 million to go buy some chamois and some, you know, Simple Green to shine everything up, and the rest of them will go into a bank account. That's my first question. Second question is, why does the FDA keep the Abbott lab shut down since February when they say it's clean and ready to go to make baby formula? Okay. Why would you keep the lab shut down? Meanwhile, say you're doing everything you can to open it up and increase the production. Couple questions for you today on what's on your mind.
Those are interesting questions. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
8 billion to refurbish.
And one of my favorite things to do to help people understand how much 8 billion is, 1 billion, if it were in seconds, I love this one in time, because it really helps you understand just how much that is.
Here we go.
So 1 billion in seconds, how long ago was that, do you think?
Isn't it 32,000 years or something?
Billion.
Yeah.
31 years.
31 years.
31 and a half years.
And a trillion will put you back 31,000 years.
31,688 trillion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check out the national debt.
You know, who's what buddy's contractor is going to be doing the refurbishing?
Well, we have history. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter?
Yep.
What's on the laptop? We have history, so you're asking a good question. Henry in Fargo wants to tell us what's on his mind today. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, it's going to sound like rambling, but it's a lot of things. So you had a lady call in yesterday who wants to be on a city council, and her claim to fame is diversity, that she's 0.001% Native American. I don't know what that brings to the city council at all and why she even bothered calling in. I just see that it's a pay-for-play system in America where the 2,000 scientists that have a consensus on global warming all get their grants approved through Fauci's organization. This morning they said all the rebates go through Fauci's organization to all the scientists out there. A pay-for-play situation. We were bragging on the bill we passed for infrastructure, but nobody ever wants to work on getting the government back to regular order. We have to make up silly carbon captioning so we can keep our coal things going. What if somebody is going to stop in Congress, the Senate, and the White House and do what's right? Because all this is just a joke.
You have diagnosed our current situation quite well. I come back to my question. Henry, when you hop out of bed in the morning and none of that's changed, where do you find your joy?
Well, I got a lovely, wonderful wife, but I find my joy. I served our country. I find my joy of being a citizen of this great country and be able to partake in the American dream. But I'm tired of my dream being stepped on by everybody else's reality.
Good for you. You're an active citizen, and find joy in that. Even when times are just where you're scratching your head, it's a great way to do that.
Great words. Just stop. Just stop. You're not fixing. You're not building. You're not giving anything better back. Okay? Stop.
Pick your thing.
Yeah.
Pick your thing. Whether that might be a city council race. I too was struck by the conversation with the candidate you're talking about. Kevin, remind me of her name.
Anna Johnson?
Anna Johnson, yeah.
Okay.
City commission candidate. And, you know, again, when the main argument is I bring diversity, I just want to weep. Because that's not America to say, you know, because I am, you know, this particular descent, therefore I should be there so I can represent, rather than say, you know, out of one many, right? I mean, the United States of America built on this idea. It's just, I so tire of identity politics. I really do, and I think it's a big plague on America right now. Identity politics. It is.
Oh, it's the downfall of all of it. Yep.
And didn't she tell us that she's an artist, as I recall, Anna Johnson, and she drew the A in the Fargo mural. Downtown?
Yep.
Yeah. So,
and all great things. So, seemed like an amazing gal. But again, the point is, why does the color of skin or we don't discriminate on anything. Why do we make that a thing at all? We're content of character people, aren't we?
I'm back to the life experience. I don't know.
Well, right.
I don't know how participating in a mural ends up making you qualified to run for city commission. I think the truck driver part probably is more of a common person, angle.
Absolutely,
there.
You bet.
I liked hearing that from her, but you got to bring more than that to get my vote. That's for sure. And not play the identity politics card. Henry, anything else?
No, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it. More welcome at 258-0550. Texter says, let's refurbish the wall at $8 billion. And another texter says, happy anniversary, Scott and Maria. Some days I just unplug from the world to feel joy. You have to sometimes.
That's every day for me at 11 a.m.
Because.
Head to the lake. See you tomorrow.
Because when you're plugged in, you're just getting this torrent of ick.
Yep.
It's just a torrent of ick. And thank you for the anniversary greetings. I, too, am blessed with a wonderful wife, my wife Maria.
By the way, great text on refurbishing the wall at $8 billion. Imagine what we could do with $8 billion in our country to secure our southern border.
Huh. Well,
crazy talk, I know.
I want more Henrys.
Yeah.
Is what I want.
Amen.
Because, again, just think about this in time, in what we're spending. $1 billion in seconds, 31 and a half years ago. $1 trillion in seconds, 31,688 years ago. That's the difference between a billion and a trillion. Even the billion, we sort of act like it's no big deal anymore. 1 million seconds is 11 days. 1 billion seconds is 31 years. Think of that jump from a million to a billion. And then to 30. And we're just like, we're numb to it.
Yeah.
We're really numb to it.
There you go.
So that's why I want more Henrys. To get joy out of being a citizen activist, whether that's concerned about what the school board's spending and causing your property taxes to go up, city councils, county commissions, legislatures, or your federal government.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pot for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
Scott, the thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. I have the fortunate experience of being a good friend with DJ, and I believe he has my best interest in mind. I think he'll always tell me the truth. I guess more than anything, Scott, I trust him, and I'm glad to do business with people I can trust.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here, Gino Vannelli, ladies and gentlemen. When I think about those
nights in Montreal. Not enough food.
Yeah.
Not enough food.
Yeah,
food
stop.
There, baby.
Just stop. Yeah. How about some joy? Do you got any joy?
I do.
I want a little joy today. A little. Joy. Where do we want our joy, Todd? We want our
down
joy
in my heart.
Down in my heart.
Yes.
Yes, I want some joy down
yes,
in my heart.
Yes, we can do that too.
There we go.
I got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart.
There you go.
joy if they just stop.
Find the joy in your day, ladies and gentlemen. There we go. Find the joy in your day.
I've been having that song in my head all day now.
Sorry.
20 past the hour.
It's Hennon's fault.
Wednesday means it's a great day to have some lunch at PetroServe USA. Swedish meatballs are the thing today. Valley City, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th and I-29 in Glendon today. I take joy from Swedish meatballs. I do. Or lasagna at MP Avenue. Salisbury Steak in Yulin. They're adding Sloppy Joe's in at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Oh, my gosh. Sloppy Joe's. Are you kidding me? And the lasagna in Valley City, too. Harwood has country fried steak. I-29 and Harwood. I had a Sloppy Joe the other day at the kickoff for the Border States Habitat for Humanity build, which is coming along nicely. They are building a house like in days, ladies and gentlemen. Last Thursday, they started on this thing. You should see it's right next to us on I-29. They're just north of us, the Border States building. And they have some food trucks out there. And I don't remember the last time I had a Sloppy Joe, but this was one of the food trucks. Let me find it because I took a picture of it. I'm like, I want to find out who these guys are.
It's amazing how fast they put up a house. And then they're going to move it to West Fargo, which is very cool.
It is. Yep.
They got the land and everything locked up.
We're the Find Media sponsor for that.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Are we going to go... You go sling a nail gun for an afternoon one of these days?
Yeah, we're in. Yep.
Okay.
We are definitely in. Yep.
Scott said something, sent a text out about, get ready to swing a hammer. I said, oh, no, I'll be swinging a nail gun.
No, you don't know the Habitat for Humanity. Habitat for Humanity says no air hammers. This is all part of the history of the hammer, the whole deal. You got to look it up. It's pretty cool.
I am an awesome supervisor then.
Okay, so Jumbo Sloppy Joe's. Jumbo Sloppy Joe's. If you ever see a food truck.
I've seen it running around.
And
they're good.
Oh my gosh!
Got a Sloppy Joe's, or you start dropping some of it.
Jumbo Sloppy Joe's, and their telephone number is 306-0458. If you need a food truck in your future, woo, have them come there. You're gonna love it. All right, let's go back to the phones here. And what's on your mind? To find out just that. You're next. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi there. Good morning.
Who's this?
Good morning.
Hi there. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to talk about the abortion thing. When a child can be aborted after birth, you know, that makes the door open for every mother in this world that if she's not happy and she's 80 years old and she's not happy with her 60-year-old child, she can have him done away with. If you think about it that way, you know, where you can, you're not happy with, you wouldn't give your ride, you're not happy that maybe he got gray hair and you don't like it. So I think that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard of in my life. It's murder no matter how you say it.
Yeah, and
same question I raised the other day.
Yeah. No, where does it stop?
And where does it stop?
And sadly, there are people on this issue that would do exactly what this woman is telling us.
Yeah.
They would argue that is the way to go.
Mother's right to end a life.
And I say, not on my watch.
No.
Not on my watch. Not done battling. We are on the cusp of something huge with a recognition that Roe versus Wade was wrongly decided. That, to me, is not anything other than a duh moment. But we shall see if that comes to fruition. And the left will continue to argue that they should have. What you're talking about to me isn't any different than the Holocaust.
It isn't.
I don't like your race. I don't like your religion. Therefore, I'm going to send you to a gas chamber. I mean, how is it any different? It's worse than slavery and equivalent to the Holocaust in my mind. And it's not America. It's not America.
It's not America in any way. And it opens this whole thing opens the door to a whole lot of wrong. And we need to think about what everyone has a mother. On Mother's Day, we all celebrated mother. And so you won't get here without a mother. And so when the mother can decide what or who can live and who can die is wrong, is just wrong. And
said,
Roe versus Wade is wrong.
Said very well. Here's another question. Kevin, since you question everything,
mm-hmm.
If you were to murder a woman who was pregnant, you would be charged with two murders.
That's a fact, yes.
So how is that not a baby?
There you go.
Well, it depends who's doing the killing.
My body, my choice. I saw some woman driving around with a car. My body, my choice. I'm like, yeah, your body's your body. No problem. The other one is a body, too.
It is from the moment of conception.
So the child's body is the child's body. So, yeah, they're a little confused. Well, appreciate
both sides have my body, my choice claims.
Appreciate you calling. Thank you very much.
Unless you're getting vaccinated, then it's our body, their choice.
Texter says, I see Kelly Armstrong voted to send $40 billion tax dollars to a country who is still holding a North Dakota farmer against his will. Oligarchs win over constituents, I guess.
Did he vote for that?
Watch Kelly's income increase exponentially. Oligarch money laundering at its best.
Man.
That's a little, to say we support Ukraine's battle against Russia is somehow now feathering our own nest, I would say, is over the top.
But our nest.
It's your opinion.
Well, the Biden nest.
Adam says, if you want to see the power of, he or she in this text was saying that Kelly's would financially benefit from the decision for Ukraine. No. So I'm saying.
I don't buy that.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe it.
All opinions are welcome here, but I'm going to push back when it's a little, silly town. If you want to see the power of remaining positive in dark times, see Dennis Prager's fireside chat interview of North Korean escapee Yeneme Park. Is that her name?
Yemeni.
Okay. And
it's amazing.
Who went through absolute hell and survived by remaining positive.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. Find your joy staying positive in this. I love the call we had at the start of the hour, I get my joy from engaging, being a citizen, being active, and pushing back against this. Good for you. Thanks for that, Texter. Let's see here. Texter says, can you find Joy, Joy, Joy Down in My Heart by Granny from the Beverly Hillbillies? We will do our best.
That brings back a memory.
I love
that. I remember that.
Loved Granny. Elizabeth Warren, says another texter, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer had lunch at the Sanger Cafe yesterday. All three had the fetus smoothie.
Oh.
That's pretty much gross. Sanger being, of course, Margaret Sanger.
Yeah.
Texter says, Scott, they sell Sloppy Joe mix called Jumbos at Hornbacher's. It's the original recipe they serve at Big Boy in Bismarck. It's great. Did you know that, Todd? That's the recipe. Wow. You had me a Big Boy. I love the Big Boy restaurant there. Pizza Fly. I believe it's the family whose recipe it is that they use at Jumbo's, rather. Isn't that something? I don't know. Could be the original that came from Big Boy. I don't know that I've had the Sloppy Joe at Big Boy. Is that the thing there?
Oh, they're good.
I appreciate the tip, too, on the mix being at Hornbacher's. We'll check that out. But I kind of like it when somebody else makes a sloppy joe. Throw the pickles on there, throw a couple of chips in there.
Absolutely.
Oh, so darn good. More after this. Oh, what's on your mind? Governor Burgum next.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pequitch in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pequitch Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The heat is on for much of the country as millions of people are bracing for temperatures expected to jump 15 to 25 degrees across states from Colorado to Indiana. The warmer weather beginning today and will continue tomorrow in Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, where it could get into the 90s. Inflation slowed slightly in April for the first time since last August. Figures out this morning show the consumer price index rose 0.3% last month and was up to 8.3% over April 2021. That's slightly better than the March inflation rate, which was up 8.5% over March of last year. The Senate is set to vote later today on an abortion bill that will make abortion legal up until birth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Bunch around here on What's On Your Mind. Hope you are too. Welcome back to the program, brought to you today by our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You know, the trail boss is pointed towards any farm, ranch, little planting season that's going on, and you're looking for, it's busy, it's stressful, you want to find a little happy. We bring the lunch. We bring the lunch and feed the crew. So invite us. Send me a text right to my personal cell phone. Send that text invite to me. I'll give you the number in a minute. And we'll get you on the schedule. We'll bring lunch. Looking forward to it. Come with a Pucklage, what's on your farm, what's on your ranch truck. No fun. And big old flagpole on the back from Jim, the flagpole guy. And our friends at Pucklage, in addition to giving us a little trail boss to come to you on the farm and the ranch, would love to sell you a pre-owned 2014 Chevrolet Equinox today, LT. All-wheel drive. Excellent miles per gallon. 29 miles per gallon right now. I see the used car prices have come off.
Kind of important.
Some of the highs, like by about 2%. But if you look at it, it's all the heavy iron.
Yep.
That is selling less because let's go Brandon as the price of gas at where he's got it. So anyway, this one has 91 944 on it, but it's a reliable four cylinder, white brownstone jet black leather interior. Great features: the backup camera, the heated seats, the lane departure warnings, hands free liftgate, and all those fun things. And of course, local single owner vehicles is what they sponsor, what they specialize in at Pucklage. This was $17,000, now it's $16,000. So save over $1,000 if you tell them you heard about it right here. That's at the Pucklage Valley City store. So check them out online. Pucklage, Chevrolet, GMC Buick, right there in Valley City on Main, and Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
That's one of those right there sweet spot vehicles. 2014, priced great, one owner.
Yeah.
In this market. Go get it.
It's kind of the just have it around and get good gas money.
Yeah.
Governor Doug Burgum joins us next today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Governor's Summit on Innovative Education. It's coming up June 9th in Dickinson this year. Great keynote. Four-star general from the Air Force, General Craig McKinley. We're going to talk a little bit about him and just the whole summit with the Governor today. Governor, welcome back. How are you?
Great, Scott. Great to be with you. And as you said, excited about the coming up our sixth annual summit on innovative education.
talk a little bit about the genesis of this and what you wanted to accomplish with it.
Well, I think when Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and I got started, we're business guys. You take a look at the budget and you say, one of the largest budget items in the state. And of course, it's K-12 education. We care about education in North Dakota. We care about public education, and it shows in terms of the formula that drives dollars out. It's now over $2 billion from the spending that we're spending on the state on K-12. That doesn't include all the great work that's happening around this career and technical education or higher ed, but just on K-12 with 125,000 students in the state, that works out to we're spending about $1,100 a month. I mean, $55 a day, $1,100 a month for a 20-day school month for every school kid in the state. And so then you're saying, okay, well, if that's, that's what's happening, and then we got kids that are graduating that are not ready, for the military. They're not ready to go to college. They're not ready for a career track. And then we've got 30,000 jobs open in the state, and we're worrying about our next generation. This isn't just for parents and teachers. I mean, the Innovative Education Summits, we really got to get together and say, if this is really a priority, if we're really serious about it, everybody should be paying attention to how we can, be delivering education different than when I was a kid or when my parents had a kid, because in some cases we're doing really innovative, cool stuff, and other times school looks a lot like it did when we were there and so there's just been some great legislation passed by the legislature to allow school districts to do innovation, the innovation waiver in 2017, coordinating the K-12 coordinating council in 19, the Learn Everywhere bill the legislature passed last year, which gives high school kids credits for the kinds of things with hands-on, real-world, team-based experiences, whether that's an apprenticeship, an internship, or even, a scouting program, 4-H, FFA, all those programs could qualify for high school credits, so then they can get out of the classroom and get even more hands-on learning and prepare them to be choice ready, whether they want to be in the military, have a technical career, or go to college, then they would be ready to do that. So this has been a push. It's been accelerated, it's been pushing since the day we got in office, but it's accelerated now with 11.5 million jobs open in the United States. And if we're going to spend a couple $1 billion or, $10,000 a year, $1,100 a month on whether it's a first grader or a senior, I think all of us ought to say, hey, we should be, if we're making that kind of investment, we should be giving them the best. We have an opportunity to have the best K-12 education system in the country. And that's what we're going to be there to talk about with the general and a lot of other great people from around the state.
So if you had to, issue in a report card on education, for the dollar that the taxpayers in North Dakota are getting, how are they doing now?
Well, I think part of it is our traditions, because it's a it's easy to point fingers at one thing or another, but some of it comes back to the formula. We got a formula that pays for this. The legislature sets the formula, and less than half the schools in the state are on the formula. And some of this is to protect our traditions. We've got a rural school that provides employment that we care about because we love the sports teams. And I was there. I mean, I grew up in a small town. I understand the passion that people have for those schools, but with some of the schools that are off the formula that are grandfathered in, we're paying $20,000 a year for the kids because the overhead is just too much, and then it's not going in. So you might be the schools where we're paying $20,000 a kid for a year of school, may not have computer science. They wouldn't have in any language classes. They're not teaching cybersecurity. They may not have access to career and technical education. And so we don't want to end up in a spot where our larger, school districts that have a better array of classes and experiences for students. We're creating a divide between the rural and the larger metros in North Dakota. So we have to be cautionary about that. But that's going to take a willpower for people to say that we have to do things differently than we have done in the past. And so these are some big policy things that we have to grapple with the legislature. But in Dickinson, we're going to be celebrating the great successes. We've got schools that are doing A-plus innovative work. They're creating new opportunities. The work that's happening with CTE, with the $88 million the legislature approved of the ARPA dollars, probably some of the best investment we've made, because this is going to help model after the great work that's gone on at the Bismarck Career Academy, where you've got higher ed, K-12, and industry all working together to give kids the skills they need to go out and, you know, fill some of the really important jobs in our state that would keep our economy growing and help North Dakota get to where we know we can get to, which is the highest GDP per capita state in the nation. But what's holding us back right now is workforce and education. Our education system has got to play a more important role in helping fill that gap.
Governor Doug Burgum with us today. We are talking a little bit about the upcoming, again, write this down on your calendar, June 9th, Dickinson Middle School is where the Governor's Summit on Innovative Education will happen this year. Sixth year of this event, as the governor said. What are you proudest of that has come out of that? If you look at that sweep of 6 years of innovative education summits, what's the crown jewel that has come out of this for education in North Dakota?
Well, I think this one I just mentioned, which has been dubbed the Learn Everywhere Bill, you know, when you can take students that are in grades 6 through 12 and give them a chance to earn credit for the work that they were doing, quote, outside the school. Because all the education research says today that the way kids really learn is hands-on, real-world, team-based, problem-solving type skills where they learn a skill. And we talk about credentials and stacking credentials, but you've got these programs in our state which we all know work and that the experiences kids remember, 4-H, FFA, you know, Boy Scouts having completely revamped. That's the co-ed you know, program right now, and, you know, got a chance to meet earlier this year one of the first young women that's going to be an Eagle Scout in North Dakota. But if you're, if you've passed, you've got 10 merit badges all related to health and first aid and emergency response, you know, maybe you don't have to sit through that half credit health class in high school, and you could be taking, you know, a cybersecurity, computer science, or an advanced math class instead of some other requirement. And so we give kids a chance, whether it's graduate early, start doing the career and technical stuff, but the Learn Anywhere Bill really, you know, pre-apprenticeship, apprenticeship, internships, industry certifications like, you know, networking or computer science or programming. If you're doing a certificate on a 16-week programming thing outside of school, that could count for high school credit. So really trying to break this idea that we got a set number of credits, we have a set number of days, you know, sort of what we, you know, we've been called butts and seats, doesn't ever equal the education, but that's what it was when we were there. And the legislature's passed stuff where it's no longer days, it's number of minutes that gives school districts. We have some school districts that are in, that are small, that are doing 4-day school weeks that are a little longer, gives kids more opportunity for, you know, learning at home or with their families or on the farm or working at a, you know, an internship over the weekend. We just have to think about it differently than the way we've done it. That's why we focus on innovation. And the graduation pathway bill, which the legislature passed this last year, was the number one recommendation coming out of the Innovative Education Task Force. And it gives students additional flexibility in meeting graduation requirements, regardless of sort of the, you know, space, time, and place. It's, you know, get away from the, like I said, the butts and seats. And that continues to move forward. So the tools are there, but not all the school districts have adopted or even taken a hard look at some of the new flexibility that's been passed by the legislature. So part of what we want to do at the conference, highlight the success stories, share with everybody the great things going on in North Dakota, celebrate great teachers, celebrate innovation, and help spread the word that in our state right now, we're giving these school districts the local control. They've got the flexibility to really do things differently and better than we've done in the past. Our kids deserve it. Our taxpayers deserve it. And that's why we're excited to have everybody come together.
Our guest, Governor Doug Burgum, today on the program. We'll take a short break and continue with more. We'll talk a little bit about this awesome keynote speaker, too, that will be part of this. Again, June 9th, Dickinson Middle School. If you have a question or comment, it's always welcome. 701-258-0550 or text us, 701-237-1590. Speaking of education, did you know that the oil and gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Learn more at North Dakota Petroleum website, ndpetroleum.org. That's the foundation website, ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas Advancing the Possibilities. Incredible amount of contribution to education all across North Dakota from this great industry. Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI bin dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI bins, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one specials are expanding as we speak. And, of course, we'd encourage you to go there and check those out. You support MyPillow. You support this broadcast program. They've been wonderful to us, and we have a great partnership. And, of course, our listeners love the deals. Buy one, get one specials right now at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. We're working on another trip down to the MyPillow factory, which has been really fun over the years to go down there and meet the crew. And so we'll do another one of those soon. MyPillow.com.
That little building in Shakopee that's off the highway there.
Yeah, a tiny shack. Little. It looks like
a little shack,
about
huh?
The size of Amazon here now. 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. A few more minutes with Governor Doug Burgum today. We're talking about the Innovative Education Summit that's coming up June 9th at Dickinson Middle School. The keynoter, Air Force General Craig McKinley. Talk about why he was selected and what we'll hear from him, Governor.
Well, we're super excited about having General McKinley there, retired 4-star general in the Air Force. And Scott, you know how rare that is to be a 4-star in any of the branches. But he also served as part of the National Commission on Social, Emotional, and Academic Development. And of course, if you talk to any teacher today or any school board or superintendent, mental and behavioral health is one of the things that are on their mind. And this is a group that really focused on the outlining critical policies and strategies around health, well-being, growth of children. And he certainly recognizes the connection between career readiness and personal well-being, and then what that means for the success of families and communities and the military. You know, there may have been this image from 20, 30 years ago that, if you can't go to college, you end up in the military. Today, a lot of kids, including kids graduating from high school in North Dakota, don't qualify for the military because they don't have the right, either physical, mental health, behavioral health, academic achievements to be able to do that. There's a high bar. And so when we talk about being choice ready, military, college, or career, military is one of the ones that's got as high a bar as any in there. And I think what we understand about our, national security, global security, more important than ever, we want to make sure that we've got in North Dakota, keep that long tradition. If we've got people that want to serve in the military, like their parents or grandparents may have, that they're ready to do that choice. So, but General Kinley is much broader than that. He's not a military recruiter. He's really here to talk about the broadest needs that we need, for communities and families. And we're very excited to have him.
Yes, this is going to be interesting. And I love the fact that that commission was all about how every adult can be a champion for kids. What a great concept. And, we were talking earlier just about all the bad news that's out there and just finding some joy day to day while you just see all this play out. And you're just like, wow, can you think of anything that could give you more joy than just being a champion for kids as an adult? Find one, mentor one. Oh, my gosh. I just saw a stat here from Wall Street Journal breaking news. Drug overdose deaths reached a record high last year, topping 100,000 for the first time as illicit forms of fentanyl spread throughout the country. Educators are dealing with this. They're dealing with the mental health issues, as you mentioned, that this commission's about. Educators, just like law enforcement, have to be as much mental health professional and spot things that are going on with drug abuse than they do educators, don't they, Governor?
Well, absolutely. It's a huge challenge for everybody involved in public education right now. And, it's sad. I mean, the 100,000 nationally. We had over 100 drug overdoses in North Dakota last year. 22 in Bismarck, Mandan. We've had students die of fentanyl overdoses, in the parking lots in their cars in North Dakota. And that may not be well known, but it's a dangerous, addictive, highly addictive drugs. And it's a, national pandemic. And I would say again, with all the things going on, super disappointing from the standpoint of myself and the First Lady, who is really engaged in fighting the disease of addiction, the stigma associated. But under President Trump, she was invited to the White House 5 different times for substantive conferences, dealing with policies and approaches. And the current administration, we have the record issues of, drugs pouring over the southern border, but we've also got record, overdose deaths and very little action from this administration concerning this. And this is it's a threat to the, families and communities across our country. And that's, I'm really glad you're on top of it, Scott, bringing it up, aware of it, but it certainly impacts all of our schools as well. And, teachers sometimes are on the front line of understanding the, behavioral and mental health challenges, the stress that the kids may have outside of school. And so, credit to everybody that's working on the whole student's health, not just their, mental, behavioral, physical health in schools, because, again, so critical to our, families and our communities going forward.
This event will share success stories, and that can prompt and birth more success stories in all these places. So it's great. 2022 Innovative Ed Summit .eventbrite.com. You can sign up virtually now, or be there in person in Dickinson, your choice. And your registration is happening as we speak. 2022 Innovative Ed Summit .eventbrite.com. And again, the date, June 9th. So put that on your calendar. Governor, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much. If you can hang on, I want to just get a quick update on some of the water situations. I know you've been watching that closely, but it's a challenging time, for especially in the northeast North Dakota. So if just hang on one sec, we'll get that, and then we'll share that on the other side of the break from the governor's comments. And we'll have Congressman Kelly Armstrong coming up here in just a little bit. John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment, too. All on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead. Don't go away. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.